Boom, we're doing it. Hello, everybody. Are we ready? This is a debrief party for the Becoming Boss Bundle. We just closed it on Thursday. I wanted to share with you guys this strategy and why I think it's one of the best things I ever did for my business, how you can start implementing it for your business. And I wanted to give you guys a stats, behind the scene looks, break down everything that happened at the bundle. So we're very excited to be here. I've got all the things for you. Let's get to it. If you're brand new, hello, I am Faith Mariah. I'm a business mindset magician. Did you know you get to give yourself your own title when you're the boss? Isn't that fun? You guys put your job titles in the chat. Also, Kelsey, you should be the event wizard. Megan, you should be the creative chief officer, creative ninja extraordinaire. Oh, headphones. I heard husbands. I was confused because of boyfriend Matt. Matt and I are, I don't think ever going to get legally married, but we're as married as you can be, I would say. We own a house together. So I feel like that's about as much legally bound to somebody as I want to be. Okay. So, all right. Matt and I are not married. All right. I'm the founder. Okay, I can do this. Let's regroup, Faith. Stay on track. Let's get on the rails. I get really excited when we're all like live and I've got like lots of things to say. Let me like take a minute to calm down. I'm Faith Mariah, business mindset magician, founder of the Becoming Boss Mastermind. I'm a certified life coach. I have over 6 years of full-time online business experience, marketing experience. I've been self-employed over 6 years now doing this stuff online, which is crazy. I have a BA in psychology and a master's in public administration, and I have over 5 years of full-time social work experience. I think what I feel like my bread and butter kind of is helping people with simple business strategy, simple marketing things, breaking confusing, overwhelming things down into small things, and then giving you the mindset tools to be able to navigate all the drama that comes with entrepreneurship. So for housekeeping, we got it simple today. I'm going to swear. It's just how I talk. I'm sorry if you don't like that. Please just give me grace. Put your headphones on if you got little kids around. It says I will answer questions at the end, but I have a feeling I'm not going to have time, but we'll see. If I have time, I'll answer your questions at the end. The replay is going to be available free for a limited time. So if you want to rewatch this, I'll leave it up for you guys over the weekend. And then it's going to be a bonus for the power pack. So if you already bought the power pack, you'll get this included. We'll add it into it. So you'll get access to this as well. I have free stuff for you. I put the link in the chat and I put the links on the Notion boards. The first thing, this is very important. We are doing the best ever summer ever bundle. I'm going to talk to you all about bundles and why I think they're great and show you our results from the bundle. And if you're thinking you might want to start doing this strategy, my first recommendation is to participate in a bundle as a participant. Okay. This is a bundle you can participate in. This is a multi-niche bundle. We want a wide range of gifts. We want everybody to come. We want DIY people. We want personal development people. We want moms. We want health. We want all the things in this bundle. This was one of our most popular events last year. It did really well. People loved it. We got a ton of great feedback in it. What is so exciting about this is usually only for my mastermind. So usually you cannot be in our bundles unless you're in my mastermind. It's a bonus for being in the mastermind. But we decided to open this one up to everybody. So you guys, everybody, even if you don't join the mastermind, you should apply to be in this. It will help you get email subscribers. I'm going to take you down through the strategy and you'll see. But I would really consider applying for this because you'll get email subscribers for free. You'll get to see the strategy and be in it and see how it all works. You'll get a really clear idea of how to do it. Kelsey, that is my VA on my team. She runs all of my events at faithmariah.com. She's going to be putting this together for us and she's incredible. So you'll get to see a really well, highly executed, very well organized bundle. Okay. We always get feedback that our bundles are really well organized and people love them and people love doing them. If lots of people come back. And so I want to just encourage all of you guys to apply. If you're in the mastermind, you're going to get like VIP placement on the page and some extra promo and things like that. But everybody's welcome to participate with us. So we're really excited about it. And I hope you guys will consider applying. I put the link for that on the Notion board, but it's faithmariaevents.com/BSE/info. Now, if you guys are watching this and you're like, I would like to do the bundle, but I don't have a free thing, or I need to make a do free thing, or, and I'm not going to have time to do that. I got you. There's no excuses here, my friends. There's no excuses here at Faith Mariah Land. I am giving you guys the replay for free from the tech workshop I did. I think it was last month. I have another one coming out about tripwires. I'm hoping in the next week or two. So keep your eyes on your email if you want a free tripwire training. It's going to be free. Tripwire training, tripwire template coming to an inbox near you soon. This is the replay from my opt-in workshop I did, and it has an opt-in template. It has a welcome email sequence template. It has a thank you page template. It has graphic templates, and it has a whole training showing you how to set it all up. So if you want help, or if you have a freebie that's not converting well, you don't like how it looks, who's got an ugly freebie? Let's be honest. I'm always like, a lot of the reasons freebies don't convert, it's not because your idea is bad. It's because the graphic isn't good, or the name isn't good, or the page doesn't look pretty. Get this workshop and go through it, because I have a lot of good tips in there. And then we have the System.io templates you can use if you want to grab those as well. And I have Canva templates for mockups that are really good. The mastermind has been loving those. That's all here, faithmariah.com/opt-in-tech. And that link is also on that Notion dashboard I dropped for you guys in there. Okay. Those are my free gifts. You're welcome. I have a special offer. You got to stay till the end, though, to get the special offer. Okay. Let's go through this. This should look familiar. Where are my mastermind people at? If you're in the mastermind, this should look very familiar to you. Or if you've done any business planning with me, right? When I coach, you guys will see me like try, when people come on, they like barf all this stuff at me, and I have to try to diagnose their business real quick. It's not the easiest thing to do. What you guys will see me do, and the questions I'm asking, is I'm going through this framework in my mind. I'm like, do they have a way where people are regularly finding them and finding their business and getting on their email list? Do they have a way where they're nurturing people, so they're proving to people they know what they're doing, they're getting them results ahead of time? And do they have a great offer and a system for selling it? And when I'm trying to figure out why are people not making money, usually when people want business coaching and they come to the mastermind calls or they come to a coaching call, because the business is not making tons of money, right? Usually sales are down, or they're not hitting their goals, or whatever's going on. And I have to try to diagnose their business. I'm like, okay, one of these is broken. Which one is it that's the most broken? Or are all of them broken? Are any of them working? And when I'm evaluating people's business, I'm literally like, do they have a way for people to find them? Do they have a way to nurture those people? And do they have a great offer and a system for selling it? If you're not making money, it's because one or all of those is broken, right? And I just want to be clear where the bundle and the events go in this framework. I don't like people just doing random strategies because you see me doing it or you see other people doing it. But I want to make sure you guys understand why you're doing it. You're not just seeing Faith do, and Faith does a workshop, and Faith does things, and then I do things. Like, that's not a good business strategy, right? So this strategy I'm going to share with you, with the collaborations, the events, specifically the bundles I'm going to walk you through, this is people find you. This is a really good place for people to find you. It's also great nurture for the people that are already on your list, because they see you, like it's like my face on my beautiful face on the banner for the event, right? And I'm sending them something really valuable and awesome that most people are gonna want and be excited about. And then we're also making sales. So it does technically go in all three of those buckets. However, I think this is really the main thing it does for us is this: people find you. So yes, I have social media. Yes, I go and do other people's events. Yes, I do podcasts. Yes, I do other things, but this is really the main way my business has been growing the last couple of years. It's from these bundles that I'm going to walk you through, this exact strategy I'm going to walk you through in this workshop, right? And so for me, I just wrote this out because I thought it might be useful for you guys to see this, what it looks like in my business. And so the way people find me is I host bundles. We do summits as well. I host summits. I do other people's summits. We do Get It Done Week. We have the Business Power Hour show. That's the main way people find me. Every once in a while, somebody will find me on Instagram, but I would say it's a very small amount of people. Most people find me from events I host and events I go do with other people. My nurturing is I do a weekly live podcast show, Business Power Hour shout out. Hopefully you guys are loving that. It's been going on the podcast, and then we do it live in the Facebook group, and I interview different people about different business topics every week. And then we do daily social media clips on my Instagram account and TikTok account and YouTube account. And we also do free events. That's my nurture strategy, right? And then for buying, I sell the Mastermind, the Becoming Boss Mastermind, Creator Camp, VIP tickets and bundles to different events that we host, sponsorships. And occasionally I'll do like a small group coaching or a one-on-one, but less and less these days. I might do a small group this summer. I'm kind of batting it around. So that's how it looks for me. So you want to have in your mind, what does this look like for your business? And to be asking yourself, you know, would this make sense for me? If you're feeling like you're weak up here and the people find you, I would pay very close attention. If you're evaluating your business and you're like, what's the weakest link here? Is it people finding you, nurturing people, buying? What part of it your business is broken? If you're like, I'm not getting enough people to find me, I'm not getting enough people on the email list, I'm like, listen the fuck up, everybody. This is gonna be like game changing for you. So the main use of the way we use the bundle is for lead gen, getting new people to find you. I'm always like, people can't pay you if they don't know you exist, right? I wish they could, that'd be fun. So I'm just going to take you guys through what it is in case anybody hasn't seen it or is not familiar with this strategy. And I'll show you our actual pages and walk you through what they look like. And then I'll show you guys the stats. And then I'm going to show you guys my kind of bundle predictions and things we would change. Okay. So this is how it goes. You go out and pitch a bunch of people and ask if they want to be in your bundle or do your event or do a freebie swap, whatever it is you're doing. You just go pitch a whole bunch of people. You're pretty much always going to get more no's than yeses. I have our stats about how many people we pitched and how many people we had on our stats slide. So I'll share that with you. We pitched way more people than were in the bundle. So you're always going to get more no's than yeses. So to do this strategy, you've got to really get yourself in a headspace of like, I'm going to go get 200 people to tell me no. But you ask them and some of them will say no and some of them will say yes, right? So you get a group of people that say yes and want to come to your event. Once they say yes, they submit all their information to us. We use Airtable. I have a template for that in the mastermind. And Kelsey, who did this whole event, she has a course called Bundle Baddie that's in the Power Pack. So if you bought the Power Pack, listen really, really quick. Everybody that bought the Power Pack, if you bought the Power Pack, you must go to Kelsey's course. It's called Bundle Baddie and get her templates. So she has the templates for the events in there for you guys, for Airtable and I believe email templates and stuff too. But the Airtable template will really help you get people's information. So they submit their information in. We create the landing pages, social media graphics, and email swipe files. Now, if you're a one-man band, I'm going to show you guys like the hours I pay the team and stuff too to put this together. Okay, so we're going to go, I'm taking you behind the scenes. I told you, I'm going to show you guys everything. But if you're a one-man band and you don't have a team making all your graphics, I suggest you make a very simple, either make one template and they can customize it themselves if they want, or just make one graphic for the bundle. We do individual graphics for everybody's stuff, which is kind of a lot, but we have the resources to do it. And I'll show you guys that in a minute. Once we make the landing pages, the graphics, the email swipe, we give all the contributors email swipe to email their list. The bundle goes live. Once the bundle goes live, everybody that agreed to participate and be in the bundle emails their list. And we all send people to the gift page. And then everybody goes through the gift page. They pick out the gifts that they want. So if you and I are in a bundle together, I send my email list. You send your email list. Some of your people get my free gift. Some of my people get your free gift. And so it's almost like we can actually share our best subscribers from our email list, right? These are people that are opening our emails, that are clicking links, that are putting stuff in and doing stuff, taking action. So you end up with a bunch of action takers, like the best people to have on the email list, right? And we share all of our best people at these events, which is really fun, right? And so when you guys are thinking about collaborating and we go talk about ideas for collaborations, you want to be thinking about who has people on their email list that would want to buy what I'm selling. So remember, the goal is not to just get email subscribers. It's not just like have a bajillion email subscribers. The goal is to get customers, because we don't want to increase the size of the email list. We want to increase our revenue for the year is the end goal, right? Who wants to increase the revenue for the goal for the year? All of you should be like, yeah, me. If you're a business owner, that's what we're all doing, right? That's the name of the game. So we all email our list. People go to the gift page. Some buy the Tripwire, which is like just the VIP. For us, it's the Power Pack. I have a special thing for the Power Pack I'm going to show you guys at the end. And then we give affiliate commission to VIP contributors. I'm going to talk about that later. And then they go to the gift page, opt in for the gifts they want. Yeah, I already said that. And then you get more email subscribers. Our email list all grows. So everybody gets more email subscribers. So I love this strategy. I think I have a whole slide about why I love this strategy, but I'll just tell you guys, I love this strategy because it's a way to get subscribers. And it's like, it's also amazing for the, for people on your email list. Like they're getting a whole bunch of free gifts, a whole bunch of resources. This strategy is getting a little tired business to business, meaning it's getting oversaturated, which is fine. This happens with every strategy, right? It's like it kind of peaks and then it starts coming down. I think we're seeing the coming down. But business to consumer, if you're not working with business owners, if you're working with people on their relationships, or you're working with parenting, or you're working with health, like those areas, I think would just do amazing, amazing at this strategy. And people would really love it, right? If people are on your email list because they want to work on their marriage and you send them a whole thing of like really valuable, usually paid resources. One thing I think that we do really well is we do vet everybody that comes in our bundle to the best we can. I'm not going to say nobody slips by or anything, but we really try to ask people to give us something substantial. Like I'm not going to put a one-page PDF in here. This is going to be, it needs to be something that you usually sell, that is not available on your website for free. That's like a paid product or something that could be a paid product. And so you're really serving your people at a very high level when you do that. Let me see. Oh, let me show you. I'm just going to walk you through the pages really quick, because I think just in case nobody, there's people on here that are like new and you guys have like no idea what I'm talking about. You just need to see it and it'll make sense. So this is the Becoming Boss Bundle. Probably most of you guys saw it. Hopefully you guys went and got your free gifts. This is the front page, right? So every year we put together a bundle of resources. They put their name and email address in here. Three reasons to grab the bundle. I'm going to talk about this in a minute, but we did a digital magazine. We did a huge giveaway, which was really fun. And then the bundle, sneak peek at the gifts, and here. And if you're in the mastermind, I do have examples of these bundle pages in there for you to look at. So you can look at some of our old ones and use that as like an example to build your own off of. So that's the first page. They put their email address in there. And when they do that, it goes to this special offer. So one of the things I have on my change slide that I would do different, we split the upsell page this year. So usually this is just up the whole time. This year I put during the waitlist period, it didn't go to this page. It went to the giveaway. And I'll talk about why I did that on the slide, but I would definitely, I think this is the way to go, is just put a special offer on the thank you page. You could do, if you don't have a special offer and you're just getting started and you're doing a smaller event, you can also put links to your Facebook group, to your podcast, whatever you think is like your most valuable stuff. You could also do something like that if you don't have an upsell yet. And then what I always tell people is just run your first event and make it as simple as possible. and then run it again and add another thing. So if doing all of the free stuff and an upsell and all of that just really stresses you out, just do a collaboration without the upsell, just so you can get that first process down and then run it again. You'll have a better idea how to do it and you can add the upsell in later. This is what our upsell page looks like. Check out this special offer. This is all of the VIP stuff. It is right now $69. This is all the stuff it comes with. And then it's like got a little plug for the mastermind. It has the pricing table again, and then FAQs, just in case there's any questions. So it goes from the front page to the special offer page, and their link to the gift page gets emailed to them. So that's all automated. So they fill out that form, we email them the link to the gift page. So they get a link to this gift page here. I put my stuff at the top because I am the host and I have my freebies on here. We had our sponsors on here, but you can see how it's like a collection of everybody's free things, right? And the idea is if you're on this gift page, you agree to email your list at least one time during the bundle to help us promote it, help us get the word out. And so everybody in the bundle is emailing their list, promoting it, putting the word out, sending traffic. We're all together sending traffic to this page. People are going through here and then picking out, they can come through here and pick out the gifts they want, and they're all free, right? The other page I'll show you guys, that's how the bundle works. The other page I'll show you, I was going to show you this. This is our best summer ever recruitment page. So those are the main pages you need to do an event or a bundle like this. It's the opt-in page, the thank you page, and then the gift page, right? And we email the gift page to them automated. The other page that we do for every event we make is a recruitment page. This is what we send when we're looking for people to collaborate with us. So I'm recruiting right now for another event. You guys are going to die at the event we're working on right now. I don't think I'm ready to tell you exactly what it is yet, but you guys will hear about it in the next few weeks probably. But I went and voice memoed a bunch of people trying to get people to speak at this event and do this thing I want to do with me. And then we're going to end up sending them a page like this with all the details. Right. So when you're trying to get people to collaborate, you're just reaching out and being like, I have this idea. You want to do this thing with me? I think, you know, you could get some email subscribers and it'll be really fun. And sell people on how it's going to help them. Right. How it's going to help them get subscribers, how you're going to promote their stuff. And so this is our recruitment page. It has like the general information about a bundle. So it's like how it works. You submit a free thing. You share the opt-in for the awesome free resources, your email list grows. We just have an overview in case people haven't done an event. We just want to kind of explain to people what it is they're signing up for. We have a little testimonial section. Kelsey is great about after the events collecting testimonials up. And so we have a good little collection. What contributors have said about our events. If you want to join, you fill out the form. You guys should all join the summer bundle. Everybody join. And then we have the details for the event. So we just tell them what the event is. This is a free bundle with a VIP upsell. It's going to be primarily B2C, meaning business to consumer, not business to business. So you're not a business coach. We'll accept some B2B submissions, but it's very limited. You don't have to put this if this doesn't apply to you. This is just for this bundle. We want to focus more on B2C for this bundle. That's not always the case. You guys know that becoming the one we just did was all B2B. So we do different ones in my business. Some of them we do for my clients and some of them we do for my business to get leads. So the best summer ever, we have the important dates, VIP info, the date the promotion begins. It's like if they're going to contribute and they're going to work with you, you want to give them all the information they need, right? So they need to know all the deadlines, right? All the deadlines. When is everything due? All of the requirements, like what do they have to do to be in it? Just lay it all out so it's very clear. You're welcome to use this as like an example if you want. We have a little graphic. Kelsey made this cute little graphic and made it all blue for the summer bundle. But we're just showing people how it works in case they've never done an event, that they'll still consider applying. So the homepage for the bundle goes to the thank you page. They get an email. They get emailed with the link. They get sent the gift page. And then from there, they can go opt into different people's stuff. So we're just showing people this is what's going to happen. I just think anytime you're doing collaboration, you just want to be clear about what people are signing up for, what the event is, what's the point of it, what are the dates, what do they need to do to be a good contributor, what do they need to do, what's expected of them, all that kinds of stuff. You're allowed to have a tripwire on your free gifts page. So we let people, if you give us something free and then you want to sell a bump, you want to sell an upsell, we let people do that. I just think it's fair and nice. And I'm like, if people want to, you want to put together a great offer and it's a good deal and people want to buy it, that's fine with me. Let's see. You can also use, these are ideas for thank you page. So if you don't have an offer, we're saying, you know, you could use this to grow your podcast, grow your YouTube channel, grow your auto webinar, grow your Facebook group, your Instagram. You can do kind of whatever you want on your thank you page. This is like some more little rules and requirements. It looks like a lot of stuff, but just remember, this is like our, I don't know, Kelsey, how many events have we done? A lot. This is not our first rodeo, okay? So every time we do this, you know, Kelsey goes through and makes it a little clearer, makes it a little better, makes it a little longer. So we have a lot of stuff on ours. When you're just starting, just start very simple. So this is not our 1.0 version. I like showing you guys this stuff so you have an idea of what this event looks like, right? But I'm not a beginner coach. I'm not a newbie business owner. So this isn't what I would expect from somebody brand new. So you could do a very simple version of this and then add to it over time. It doesn't have to be perfect. Kelsey's done 12 to 14 since she started. And I think I saw you on Facebook. Isn't it like your 1 year anniversary or something soon? I guess, should I know your guys' work anniversaries? Is that something I should do as a boss? I feel like nobody on the team would expect me to do that. Right? Rebecca would definitely have to remind me. Kayla would have to remind me. I have a really bad memory for dates and stuff. 1 year being full-time online. Yeah, and you started working for me right around then, I think. Didn't you? Maybe you were working for me before that. Okay. So this page has all of the details. If they get down here and they want to apply, we're saying, hey, here's the form. This is like the information we're going to collect from you. Your name, your headshot, your bio, your mock-up, your landing page URL. And then if you want the opportunity to get all the details and the information to apply, you put your name and your email address in here. Like I'm saying, if you guys are thinking about doing this strategy, which I'm going to show you our stats in a second. I think you're going to want to do it once you see our stats. I think the stats are amazing. This one was much smaller than our other one we did, the stats, but I thought it's still amazing. I'll show you guys why in a minute. But the best way, if you're thinking about, yeah, I want to do this strategy, is to sign up and go through the process that Kelsey set up and get the power pack and go through her bundle baddie course that's in there, and you can get all her templates to do this kind of process yourself. So put your name and email address in there, and then you can see what we email you. You can see kind of what the next steps are. You can go through the application process and you can take notes for like how you want to do your own application process when you do your event. And like I'm saying, remember, this is like our 14th event. This is not our first event. So you have to do your 1.0 version and then add onto it over time. And you can get better and better every event you do. Now I lost my slides. Hopefully that helps. Like, I just wanted to make sure that we all know what I'm talking about. I feel like when we're looking at the slides, it's kind of like, if you've not seen it, it's kind of hard to like picture like what, but when you see it all, you're like, okay, I see what she's talking about. So I still think growing your email list is vital. I'm on this all the time in Creator Camp. I'm like, yes, let's get TikTok followers. Yes, let's get Instagram followers, and then send them to your email list. And so we were talking about when people were talking about, you know, TikTok might get deleted or banned or whatever. it doesn't really change the strategies we teach in my community, because the strategies we teach are get people to follow you on social media and then make little advertisements for your freebies so they get on your email list, right? And because on any platform at any time, you know, people are really talking about TikTok right now because of the legislation or whatever, and about it could be banned, but that's on any social media platform. So it doesn't really change anything for me, because the way I operate is I know any of those platforms can be taken away from me. I can be deleted. I can be shadow banned. I can be blocked. They could be sold. They could crash. They could be hacked. They could be shut down. Like, and if we're talking about having a long-term sustainable business, like, do you think that that is a good place to grow your business? And that's the only way to contact people, right? And so I always tell this story in the mastermind. I had a friend who had a huge Facebook group, and she was getting a ton of leads, like hundreds a day leads from this Facebook group. It was crazy. It was like peak Facebook group thing. It was just very popular. Tons of people were joining, tons of people getting on her email list, or not on her email list. She was just getting leads like in the Facebook group, but she didn't have an email list. And she was making bank, like, you know, $20,000, $30,000 a month, like pretty consistently. And that group got deleted. Gone. Like, and I don't think she ever got it back. And she basically had to start over from scratch. Like, she did not have a way of contacting. I think there was 50,000 people in the group or something. I don't remember, but it was a lot, and it was gone. And so email list is very, very vital, right? I love social media. I think it's a great opportunity to grow your email list, though, not to just have a big TikTok account. I'm really big on that. I just think it's really important as a business owner that you guys all realize that. So email remains very vital. It's also still has the highest conversion for shopping. And I keep expecting this number and stat to flip, and, you know, it's starting to change a little bit, but people still buy more off of email than off Instagram. They buy more off of email than Facebook. So it is a place that you own where people buy things. This is very good news for us as business owners, right? And this is why I think you have to prioritize having an email list if you want to have an actual sustainable business online. This strategy makes us money, which is crazy, and grows our email list by thousands. I'm going to show you the stats. My original goal when I hired Kelsey was to self-liquidate. I wanted to have a self-liquidating event. What that means is we would sell enough VIP tickets to pay for the labor that I paid her to put it together. And so it would wash and I would get free leads. That to me at that time felt like a fantasy, okay? Everybody I'm around spends a lot of money growing their email list that has big email lists. They spend a lot of money on ads, okay? And so to me, I was like, that would be crazy if we could like break even on these events and get leads, and I could get free email leads. I was like, am I like a business genius? What is happening? This is crazy, right? I was like, what? That would just be so wild. And every event, not only has every event we've done broken even and self-liquidated, it has been profitable. So that blows my mind. You know, not only am I getting, you know, 1,000 email subscribers or whatever it is, I also am making thousands of dollars at every event we do. It just like blows my mind, like that is the truth of it, though. And I don't know what else to say about it. I just think like that kind of opportunity when you're an online business owner, this strategy is the most effective thing I've ever seen for email list building. For business to business, I think it's getting less effective, and I'm going to talk about that. But B2C, you guys should get on this, seriously. There's not that often, you can ask the mastermind, there's not that often where I'm like telling people what to do, or I'm like, this is like the way. And I don't think it's right for everyone, but I think you should seriously consider it. Think about that. Most people are paying thousands of dollars for ads to grow their email list. Most people are paying money. It costs money usually to grow your email list, right? Getting something cheap, that's like kind of a fantasy right now, because ads are, for a lot of niches, are expensive and they're getting more and more difficult. Ads will also continue to become less effective as iPhone updates and everybody's updating their software. People don't want to be tracked. People are concerned about their privacy, which is, you know, rightfully so. But the, all of that makes ads less effective, right? We can't target a specific, we can't get all of that demographic information anymore. People are protecting their data. It makes all of the ads less effective. So I really think you guys should consider doing some of these strategies I'm going to talk to you about here, okay? I also love this strategy because it's easier to outsource than content creation, right? And so I'm lucky on my team because I have the best team. And, you know, I say it all the time. I'm like, I work with the best in the business every day. And I feel very honored and happy and grateful to have the team that I have. And Kelsey does an exceptionally good job on everything that she's done on the team, right? But this strategy is something you can put a VA in and train them how to do, and someone can learn how to do it. Whereas content creation is really hard to outsource. So if you're trying to do Reels or TikTok, right, it's like you're going to have to hire an editor or a content manager. You're going to be paying a lot of money a month for that, thousands of dollars probably, right? Whereas with this strategy, it is easier to outsource, right? It's easier to build the processes and outsource than a lot of other lead gen content. The other thing is, like, if I want to do lead gen with social media, a lot of times it needs to be my face. So it's not even like I can't outsource it, right? But this stuff Kelsey can do for me. So like she can really kind of like be me over in that space, and it works great, right? Plus I'm like, she's way more organized than me anyway. It's a great way to meet people in your niche. Probably my favorite thing about this strategy is that I get invited to so much stuff, right? You can ask Kayla, who does my email for me. I get invited to so much stuff and I love that. Are you kidding me? This is like my dream. There were so many years where I wanted to speak. I wanted to be a speaker. I wanted to speak at summits. I wanted to have my stuff in bundles. I felt like all my stuff was really good. And I was like, why don't I get invited? I'll be like, I feel like my stuff is good. I love speaking. Like I want to do all the events. Like, why don't I get invited to anything? When I started doing my own events, I started getting invited, right? And so now, because I hosted this bundle that had, you know, over 100 people or whatever it was in it. I think it was over 100. We'll look at my stat slide. But, you know, however many people were in it, a lot of those people are going to invite me to do stuff with them, which is so awesome. I love that. And it's such a great way to connect with people in your niche and grow your network. And I think networking, when you have an online business, is very underrated. It really matters. Like, how many people do you know in your industry? How many people know what you do? Do you have a reputation? Are you like known for something? Can people refer people to you? Can people invite you to collaborations? If people don't know who you are, you're not going to get invited to anything, right? And so when you host events and you reach out to people, that's actually the beginning of networking for you. And a lot of times you'll end up getting invited to more and more stuff, which is like the most fun thing ever. Oh, and then I put more predictable than social media. That's a good one too. I missed that one. You know, social media, if the algorithm stuff stresses you out, if you cannot wrap your head around, like, I don't want to build a platform where I might have my account deleted. I don't want to build a platform where things might stop working or I might change or I have to constantly be learning new strategies. You know, this is a strategy that works, I think will work at least for a few more years, very consistently, especially if you're not B2B, if you're B2C. So here's our results. I got all our stats for you. So let's go through this. So we did about $2,000 from Tripwire sales. Like I said, I did take the Tripwire off of the thank you page for a lot of the waitlist. I think we would have made more if it wasn't for that. We also did $3,000 from sponsorships. So this is something you can add in over time, or you can start pitching right when you do it. If you want to bring in revenue right away, you could certainly pitch for sponsorships. I think as you build your reputation, it gets easier and easier to get sponsors. We definitely had a lot more people sign up for sponsors this time than we've ever had. And I think that's because most of our sponsors, that would be a great stat to have, Kels, like what percentage of our sponsors had been in events before. But most of our sponsors had been in events with us before. They had been contributors. They had done stuff with us before. And so we had a reputation for the event being good, that we take good care of people, that we have good customer service, that we're good to work with. And people wanted to do sponsorships, which was really cool. I think that that is a revenue stream that will grow for us over time. Like, you know, the more events we do, we might start charging more for sponsorships or add new sponsorship like opportunities. It's also great for our sponsors, because so not only are we getting money for it, which is, you know, great when you're a business owner, but this, it's great for the sponsors because they're getting really high quality leads. It's cheaper than what they would pay running ads. They're supporting, instead of supporting Facebook to run ads, they're supporting me and my business, right? And I love that when I sponsor other people's events. It's like, instead of me paying Facebook for ads, which is fine if you want to have Facebook ads. And I think we are going to run some Facebook ads. So I'm not like anti-Facebook ads. But I'm saying, like, I'm a small business owner. I like supporting other small businesses, right? And so the sponsorships for us has been great. It's been a new revenue opportunity. It's been something I think will continue to grow over time as we do more and more events and my business grows and my email list grows. I love the idea of being able to sell more sponsorship spots for events. We had 1,400 people sign up for the wait list. We had 21 people sign up for the bundles. We added 1,900 new email subscribers to my email list. We're paying out about $500 for affiliate payouts. And we're doing about $3,000 total. It's down here. I put profit, front end offers only, about 3,000, right? So I got 1,900 email subscribers added to my list and I made $3,000. What the fuck kind of what strategy is that? Show me a Facebook ad that does that. You better have, I mean, I know people do that with Facebook ads, but I think it's rarer and rarer and harder and harder. You got to have a really good funnel. I just think this is like a great strategy. This is something a beginner person can start implementing that works really well. We definitely got less signups at this one than the one we did last year in February. However, this result is still, to me, extraordinary, right? Getting 1,900 email subscribers in 4 days and making $3,000. I mean, I don't know anybody that's going to complain about that, right? I think that's a pretty exceptional result. So the Becoming Boss bundle had 105 contributors, 27 VIP contributors, and we pitched 348 people. And Kelsey, I put your note on here. She said, and those were sent individually for the most part because we get better responses. So those were individual pitches that she wrote to 348 people. Asking, hey, like, we see you sell this or that, or we see you talk a lot about this. We think you'd be a great fit for the bundle. I'm sure she has like a template and some, you know, stuff she always says, but customizing an invite to 348 people. I want to show you guys these numbers just so you have like a realistic look at what this looks like, okay, to do a bundle of this size. Oh, I put the labor on there twice, but the labor hours, the main VA is Kelsey. She creates the landing pages. She does the recruitment and all the follow-up. She did 53 hours putting the bundle together. The majority of that, she said, was on recruitment. So pitching those 348 people, as you guys can imagine, that's not a small amount of time. Plus, we have to find the people to pitch, get their information, follow up, all of that, right? So that was the majority of what she did. And then Kelsey has a VA that like assists her and works with her under her that she can delegate tasks to. And she gave her 21 hours of work to the secondary VA, and she made all of the graphics, laying out the pages, all of the stuff. So all together, those are their total labor hours. And when I talk about this profit, that is taking out what I paid them. So that's profit. That's not total revenue generated, right? So it's $3,000 after I pay everybody out, after I pay affiliates, after I pay Kelsey, after I pay Melanie. I probably paid out a little more than that because Rebecca's hours aren't in there and the customer service hours aren't in there. But it's hard to like pull that stuff out because they do so many different things all day. But that's close. That gives you like an idea, I think, right? So hopefully that is like helpful to you guys or interesting to you. Yeah, you can do small bundles. I think a lot of people are looking for small bundles too. So let's see. I'm going to talk about ideas for like small events and easy ways to get started with this, because you definitely don't have to start with like a 100-person bundle for sure. So some of the trends we're seeing, you know, Kelsey and I have been running these events for a while, and they are a pretty significant part of our lead gen strategy and my business strategy. So, you know, I just thought it'd be interesting for us to share kind of things that we're noticing, trends we're seeing, what we're, these are really just my opinions, okay? So you could take or leave them. So one of the things we're seeing is that it's harder and harder to get VIP contributors for the paid upsell, which I think is interesting. Whenever I do events, I always do the VIP because I'm like, that gets me leads after the event usually. So how most bundles work is the free thing will close, but the VIP thing they usually have access to for longer, for 6 months, 9 months, something like that. So I'll always give them a course or a paid thing or a trial of the mastermind, or I'll come up with something to put in the VIP because I know, first of all, it helps them out with the event and helps them hopefully make more ticket sales so that they can, you know, do the event. Like, it's, people will keep doing them and making money and it'll be successful. But then also I keep getting leads. So the free event closes. The people that only did the free event, they're now not getting any more leads, right? That's all closed. But if you're in the VIP bag, people will still be signing up for VIP for sometimes like 6-9 months. These things are open. Like, people usually will give people a while to redeem VIP. And the nice thing about that as a contributor is now I kind of have, if I'm in a bunch of events and I have a bunch of these VIP offers out there that people are kind of slowly going through and signing up over time, I get like trickles of email subscribers after the event, which is nice. However, I'm seeing like most people are just not wanting to contribute to our VIP ticket. So this time, and for the mastermind events, you'll probably start seeing us do this too. We're not giving affiliate links out to people that don't put in something to VIP. So I feel like if you want to put something in free and you want to collaborate with us and you want to help us promote the event and you want to grow your email list, that's great. You can get these email subscribers, it's not costing you anything, and you can get exposure, and that's awesome. But it does cost me money to put the event together. You guys saw it costs thousands of dollars to pay the team to build the pages, do the graphics, do the follow-up, do the recruiting. Like, I'm paying for all of that. And I just don't feel like, personally to me, I don't want to give affiliate commission to people that are not putting things in the VIP ticket, because I'm like, well, you're not really giving me anything to sell. So like, I don't want to give you a commission. That I don't feel like is a popular opinion right now. I haven't seen other people start to do this, but it becomes really hard for us to self-liquidate, right? To break even if there's not good things in the VIP ticket. So we did a couple events where the VIP tickets were just, I didn't feel like good enough to sell for $39, $49, $59. And you guys know me, if I'm going to sell something, it has to be worth more than what we're charging for, right? I have to make sure that everybody's getting a good deal. And so I ended up having to like add a whole bunch of extra things of my own stuff to the VIP ticket to make it more valuable. And I just felt like, why am I paying out all this affiliate cash to all these people when I'm like having to put all my work out here to sell this ticket so I can pay you the commission? Like, that to me just didn't feel fair. And it's just not, you know, the nice thing about having, being the boss and having a business is you get to decide how you want to do things. So I'm like, if you want to be in and not contribute to VIP, that's great. We'd still love to have you. You can still participate, but you're not getting an affiliate link anymore. At least for right now. That's, we're testing it still. This was our first time doing it. I don't see myself putting it back that way. I don't have any idea if other people will do that. We also come up with other, we've tried to come up with other incentives to get people to put things in VIP, or like we could give them, you know, you could give them a higher commission. A lot of people do that. But even with that, we just were not getting good quality stuff. We weren't getting enough stuff. I didn't feel like the offers were like as good as I wanted them to be. And so that's definitely a trend we're seeing. It's just lots of people want to do the free bundles, but not a lot of people want to do VIP, which is fine. But for me as a business owner, this is an event I'm trying to make money off of, right? I'm trying to make a profit. And hopefully if you guys are doing these types of events, you'll be the same way, right? I think B2B has peaked and is going down. So this strategy used to be a lot more effective last year. I think it still works. Like I'm saying, I think I'm not going to be mad at getting 1,000 email subscribers and making $3,000. I'm certainly not. But the last time we ran it a year ago, you know, I think we had like 8,000 or something right? I mean, we just had like crazy traffic on that page. And now it's saturated, right? There's more and more people doing it. It's a great strategy. It works. There's more and more people doing it. Marketers especially love to saturate things. So usually B2B, I'm like, if you want to be in B2B, you want to work with business owners, you want to work with entrepreneurs, I'm like, you better be adaptable as fuck, because we're the first ones where things stop working, right? We're the first ones that all the marketers get in and start doing their marketing things and doing their stuff. And it becomes less and less effective as it gets more and more saturated, right? So I think B2B, I think it's peaked and it's going to become less and less effective. Now, I think there's still room to innovate, to do different things, to do something fresh, to do something new. I think there's always room for that, right? And then people in B2C, like I'm saying, relationship coaches, health coaches, fitness coaches, animal people, crafting people, like you guys, I think still have, I think it's still going up. Like, I think there's still, you can still just crush, I feel like, with this strategy. That's my opinion. That's just my opinion from doing a lot of these events. Pitching earlier, because people are doing more and more of these events, people are getting blocked out on their calendars sooner. So it used to be really hard to find any of these events to do. There were barely any. And now for pretty much all niches, there's at least some events, right? And if you're in business, there's like a bajillion, everyone and their mom's doing it, right? And so we're having to pitch people a lot earlier, because if we wait till a month or 2 months before the event, a lot of people will already have promo on their calendar or already be doing a different bundle. So there's more competition. It just means we have to get the dates out sooner, try to get people booked out sooner, try to start pitching sooner, especially if you're wanting to work with like kind of big fish people or people that have bigger lists or any of that. It's going to be earlier and earlier. So that's a trend we're seeing. I like doing the waitlist incentives. So we did a magazine and a giveaway to help get the word out. I thought that was great. And I felt like we got a lot of people interested in our waitlist because of that. So we did, I'll show you guys the magazine at the end if you want. Just remind me if you want to see it. But we did a free magazine that people got. So if you signed up for the waitlist, you could enter a giveaway and we sent you a free magazine that we made with all the contributors' information. I think that that worked well. You don't have to do a magazine, but I think giving them some kind of incentive to sign up for the waitlist, it's like, yeah, we're going to notify you when the bundle opens. But I just think it's nice for the contributors to say, hey, you can get on the waitlist and you get this free thing, or you get this workshop, or you get this whatever. Like you get a magazine, you get a giveaway, you get, I think that having some kind of incentive helps people promote the waitlist, right? It's like they have a good reason to tell people to sign up. And then, oh, Kelsey said the table with the social media handles work well for contributors. So something we added this time was we made an Airtable. All of the resources are in Airtable. So we have our graphics and our swipe file. If you're in the summer bundle, you'll see this. You'll get access to an Airtable that has all of the stuff you need to promote the bundle. And in there, we added a table that had everybody's Instagram handles. And so what people could do is they could go tag each other and then share and like help self-promote, kind of cross-promote across. I like doing that when I'm in bundles because I just like connecting with different people on Instagram. I think it's good for my account. If somebody shares my stuff on their account, that's good for me. And sometimes I get extra followers from it, which is cool. So if I'm in bundles and people give out the social media handles of the other contributors, I'll kind of go through there and shout some people out. I always think that's a good thing to do. So those are our kind of trends. Kelsey and Faith's trend forecast. Bundle for, maybe we need to do like a bundle weather channel, like the bundle forecast. So let's talk about changes. So these are just things we would do different. Just a few things. So I don't think I would do a giveaway on the thank you page again. I think I would just do the upsell the whole time. I think we missed out on a lot of sales because we didn't really have the upsell on the thank you page. I mean, that makes sense, right? So we were selling it in email, but I think that thank you page, it converts really well for us. So I would put the upsell on the thank you page. I was testing the giveaway. So we had a giveaway. It was using UpViral. And it is really cool software. I wanted to try it. I thought it would be really cool to do for an event like this, but it just didn't really, it kind of looks like old. It kind of looks like it's from 1998 and it didn't convert. It doesn't set up with Kajabi, which I didn't know when I started setting it up, and I couldn't ever really actually get it to work the way it's supposed to work. But it is a cool idea because it's a giveaway and they enter and then it says, hey, if you want 30 extra like points or whatever, or however many extra points, or you want extra entries, you can set it all up however you want. But it'll be like, if you want extra entries, share it on Facebook or invite your friends with your link. And so we had our setup where people would get like a little affiliate link and they could share it on social. And then every person that signed up for the waitlist or for the contest, they would get extra entries. And I thought that'd be cool because I was like, maybe a lot of people will share it and get extra people. I think we ended up getting about 70 referral emails, meaning people you guys invited to come to the contest. So I didn't feel like 70 emails probably was enough to justify the trade-off of the upsells that we lost from not having it on the page. So that's that whole story. I don't think I would do it again, but I'm glad we tested it. I thought it was good. And I think if I wanted to get it to work, I think I could mess with it and come up with some better uses for it. So maybe, you know, maybe we'll try it again, but I'm thinking we're probably just going to go with the upsell on the thank you page. Kelsey said more landing page guidelines. So our team spent a lot of time asking people to change their landing pages. So putting just, if there's certain, for us, like we kind of want certain things on the landing page, right? Like Kelsey was saying, people had like a lot of stuff about buy now and like pricing, and we're like, it has to be free and it needs to say that, like stuff like that. So we're going to make clearer landing page guidelines to give people, just so we're not having to look at it and then telling them to change stuff and then them changing it and us looking at it, like that back and forth, I think got very tedious for her this time. So we're just going to try and do better landing page guidelines up front about like, please make sure like your page doesn't have these things on it and it has these things on it, and all of that. 4-week waitlist is too long. We had the waitlist open for 4 weeks. I think we were saying, I think 2 weeks is the sweet spot. It just kind of felt like it went on and on and on and on and on with the waitlist. So, you know, just something we were testing again to see if we liked it. And I think it kind of felt like it's hard to get that momentum and excitement up when you've been talking about the waitlist for 4 weeks. And it kind of just felt a little flat, if that makes sense. It just was too long. The personalized pitches worked really well. That's something, a change we made that we're going to implement. So Kelsey spent, like I said, a lot of time doing personalized pitches, but I feel like we get higher quality people spending the time to write those nice pitches out. And then 1 week turnaround from submission to going live is too tight. Some of you are probably like, yeah, no fucking duh, but I am a, how do I say this? I am like a little gremlin and I want to do all the things all the time. And our calendar is always full. I'm constantly trying to tighten everything closer together so I can do all the events I want to do and do all the things I want to do and teach all the things I want to do and do all the launches I want to do. And so there was a lot of stuff on the calendar for this quarter. And so what happened was I went to Kelsey and I was like, what is like the fastest you could close the bundle? Because I want to do this launch. Big launch for the mastermind, right? I wanted to do the team, or we do everybody on teams. I think it was that, maybe it was something, I don't remember, but I was like, can you, like, how fast can we do it? And she was like, I'll turn it, you know, she's very generous. And she said she turned it around a week. And she was just like, it was way too crazy. So when you're first doing it too, like Kelsey's done a bunch of these and she has a good system and she has a VA that helps her. If you're just doing it by yourself, make sure you give yourself enough time to turn that around. And the biggest time consuming things are making the graphics, making the copy, and building out that. We have to build that gift page with everybody's gifts, the descriptions, the images, make sure the landing pages work. Like that's the stuff that's really time consuming. And so if you're doing an event, you just want to figure out how many people. You might even want to give yourself a max. And if it's the first event, just do one with 3 of you. Don't do one with 50 of you. And don't give yourself a week to turn it around. I know you guys would never, right? And just remember, it's like the kitchen renovation rule, right? It's like everything always takes way longer and costs more money than you think. So just to kind of recap, I've been talking about the bundle because we just did the bundle and I wanted to show you guys that data, but this strategy can can work different ways, right? Because it's really like you could do it with just two people doing the freebie swap, right? Where it's like you promote your freebie, you promote my freebie to your list, and I'll send your freebie out to my list, right? Or you go and teach a workshop in my Facebook group and I'll go into your Facebook group. So it's like really like coming up with ways to collaborate and be like, hey, can I go in front of your audience and do something? And you can go in front of your audience and do something. Or could we do something together and invite both of our audiences? So some of my people will see you and some of your people will see me, and we can all kind of grow our businesses and win together, right? So some things to consider are like, you want to think about people that are in your same niche that have your customers in their audience, but maybe they don't teach like what you teach. So I collaborate a lot with all kinds of people, but a lot of the people I collaborate with, they don't want to coach live. They don't want to go live and coach every week, right? I have a program where I coach live all the time. So if you want business, if they have people in their audience that want business coaching, that's a really good match for me, right? Because they're not selling business coaching. They have people that need business coaching. I have a program where we do lots of business coaching. And so that ends up being a good match for my business. So you want to think about who could you collaborate in your business where they have people in the audience, but maybe they're not selling the kind of solution you sell, right? That's always like the very, very best, the best kind of, you know, collaborations you can do. Again, I think this is a consistent way to get leads. We position them before launch. I've been kind of not doing it as strategic as I used to. I used to do this strategy where we would do the bundle. I would promote the free event as part of the bundle. After the bundle, we would do the free event. And then after the free event, we would open the cart. Now I just kind of feel like I'm always kind of launching and selling, and like, I'm like, if you get in now, like eventually you're going to be on a launch runway for the mastermind. You'll get invited to come to our launch events, I think, are really fun. So I'm like, you'll get invited to come to one of our launch events and do business stuff with us, which will be fun. So I don't worry so much about it being like the bundle and then the launch. I'm just like, they get on my email list. Eventually the email list hears about the mastermind. If they need help and coaching from me, they'll probably join. I don't know. But it is a great way to get leads in between the launches. So right now I'm not selling anything, but I have a whole bunch of new people we can start nurturing. And hopefully the next time we open doors, some of them will join the offer. And when I give you guys that number, that's all front end sales, that 3,000 we made. Anything I made in funnels from my offers, anything I made selling other offers, anything I made selling bumps, like affiliate stuff, like none of that was included. And then also, like, in addition to that $3,000, that's just front end, right? So if those people stay, if let's say 10 of those people stay on my list and they all join the mastermind for a year, that's $10,000, right? So there's a lot of opportunity to make money from the event on the back end. I try to make it cash flow or break even on the front end, meaning they come in, we sell them the tripwire. I want that to pay for the event. And then anything I sell on the back end is gravy extra, right? And so that's how I like to have it set up. I do think it's a, like I said, a consistent way to get leads. We do them twice a year. You can do them. I have someone in the mastermind that did a freebie swap every Friday. Every Friday, she sent somebody else's freebie to her list, and she got them to send hers out as well. So every week she had new email subscribers coming in, and then she launched her program every month. So every week she's getting new subscribers, She opens her program, right? The next month goes, she's getting new subscribers. She opens her program. And so the people, everybody that joins her program every time she opens it, right? So there's people on her email list that haven't bought yet. They're still getting pitched to, and then she's adding potential buyers in all the time. So there's lots of different ways this can look, right? She did hers every week. You could do an event every month. You could do an event every quarter. You could do, there's people that do huge ones that just do once a year, and that's their list building for the year, right? So it can look lots of different ways depending on where you're at with your business, what your capacity is, but you can always start with just swapping freebies with one person, right? I want to do Freebie Friday and start sending freebies to my email list. Could I send your freebie out and you send mine out? And you just pitch, like you're probably going to have to pitch a bunch of people, right? Like I said, like most people are going to say no. We pitched over 300 people to get 100 contributors. I think that's pretty normal, right? Unless you're like a crazy pitch artist or something, you're probably going to get most people to tell you no, but you just pitch enough people that you get the yeses you need. That's my biggest lesson for bundles. You just keep pitching until you get the outcome you want, right? It doesn't require constant content creation. So we're able to get new leads and build our list without having to post all the time, without having to pay for ads, without having to do all that. I like these events because we do these events and then I can just kind of focus on nurturing, getting ready for the launch events. And yeah, we'll get new leads here and there, but I have a lot of new people to market to now, which is awesome. We don't need an ad budget. I kind of want to mess with ads, especially for Creator Camp, which is my $7 membership I have that I'm messing with. So I'll probably start messing with some ads for that, but it's not going to be like a bulk lead gen, like email growth strategy. It would probably be selling people that are already on the email list or have come on the website or something like that. It's easy to outsource and it's almost like getting a referral. There's like a level of built-in trust, especially if somebody's been following somebody for a while and they say, hey, I'm doing this event. There's three of us. There's five of us. It's going to be great. These people are all really wonderful. Make sure the people you collab with are actually wonderful, are in fact wonderful, right? But it makes them feel like, oh, like she's kind of vouching for these people, or she knows these people, or she's connected to them, right? This happens a lot in my community where people find me through Kate Doster, or they find me through Allison, or, you know, they find me through different people and they're like, oh, like I know Allison, she knows Allison, like we're connected. Those leads are hotter than somebody who's never heard of you, maybe finds you random, right? So I do think that the leads that we get from these events are very valuable in that way, that I kind of feel like we're all kind of vouching for each other. So here's some collaboration ideas for anybody really, but we were just coming up with like, if we were just starting out and we had a small audience, what kind of events could they do? And these were just some of the ideas Kelsey and I came up with earlier that I wanted to share with you guys. So I think doing a small three-person summit, like just having two or three speakers, doing a bundle with just three of you, I think that's fine. Like, I think it's fine. It's you're going to get new eyes on your stuff. It's not going to be so overwhelming that you feel crazy. And then you can decide, do I want to add more in? Do I want to make them bigger? Do I want to scale them over time? Right. But it's just a good place to get started. And I'm always telling the mastermind, you want to do your 1.0 version. It doesn't have to be the end all be all event of your lifetime. It just needs to be your first event. Do a beginner version of what you want to do. If you know you want to do summits or you want to do bundles, you want to have these big events. I've always known I wanted to have big events, right? But the first one we did was not this big. What just happened? Am I still live? Oh no, my window just went away. Be live, what happened? Okay, I think I'm still live. You guys put in the chat. So just do a small one with three of you. Okay. You could call it a retreat. If you like, it could be really fun, like parenting retreat, mom retreat. And maybe there's just three of you speaking back to back. Maybe you space it out. You can do it however you want, right? Just come up with something, think about your people and the problems they have and come up with a great solution and then ask other people to collaborate with you on it. That's all. And then remember, the other thing I'll say too, is like a lot of people are really nervous to pitch, but like, most people want to be invited to things. Like, even if they can't do it, I always think it's nice to be invited. Like I was saying earlier, like, I love that we get invited to so many things. I think it's fucking awesome, right? I'm never like mad about like getting invited. I'm like, I want to be invited. And so just remember when you're pitching people, a lot of times we're like, well, I don't want to bother people or people are going to think I'm annoying, but just remember we're all business owners and we all want to be invited and we all want to talk about our products and we all want to get in front of new people. And so you're giving another small business owner that opportunity, which is really awesome. Doing an audio summit, I've been seeing a lot of people doing different little mini audio summits. I came up with this idea. I want to do it, but I don't think I have time. So I'm going to give this idea to you guys and somebody. I hope one of you takes this. I think it would be cool to do an audio summit. You would have to have maybe I would probably do five, and I would probably do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I would come up with some kind of theme, and each day of the week would be a different topic related to that theme or related to that outcome that people want to get. Maybe it's like, I don't know, stop yelling at your kid, or make your first $1,000, or eat healthy when you're busy, or whatever your people are wanting, right? I think it would be cool if you went and you found four other people that have podcasts. If you have a podcast, this only works if you have a podcast, go find four other people that also have podcasts. And then you guys pre-record your little mini audio workshops for the event. And then you can do the sign up, but you can also all air the episodes each day on your podcast feeds. Wouldn't that be cool? But you guys could also do a podcast swap. Like, obviously you can do interviews too. You could also do podcast swaps where it's like, I'm going to take over your podcast and you take over my podcast. But I like the idea of doing like a podcast summit where it's like, I don't know, it's like one workshop a day for 5 days, audio format, and we'll all upload it on our podcast feeds. Wouldn't that be cool? Maybe I'm just a podcaster, but I thought that was a cool idea. And then you can still get people to sign up and opt in and do the whole forum, but you're also getting the additional exposure of being on four other people's podcasts because they're all going to put your episode up. You're going to put their episode up. Everybody puts all 5 days up on their podcast. So I thought that was a cool idea. If anybody wants to try it, let me know how it goes. Virtual retreat. I love the idea of just doing a retreat where there's two of you that teach something or three of you that teach something. And maybe it's just like a Friday night or a Thursday night or something like that, instead of doing a summit that goes on for days and days. A summit is the same strategy, just so you guys understand. It's like, we're all going to speak at this summit. We're all going to email our list and invite people. That's how the summits work. The bundles work the same way. It's just like, we're going to put gifts on a page and invite people to that. So you've just got to find something you can collaborate on. And then everybody invites their email list to it. That's like the name of the game of what we're trying to do here. Freebie swap, like I was saying, you send your freebie out, I'll do mine. You could pitch people being like, hey, I'm doing this new thing called Freebie Friday. I want to send a freebie out to my list every Friday. If you send yours out, I'll send my list out. I think that's a really great way to get started with all of this because you don't have to build all the pages. You can just make one opt-in page and they send that out and you send their opt-in page out and you don't have to make like the graphics and the swipe copy and the landing page. If all of that is overwhelming, do the freebie swap strategy. That's the easiest way to get started. You could do a themed week, like if you wanted to do some kind of get it done week or get shit done week or get this project done week or finish your whatever, and we're all going to like work on this outcome together. And then I was like, you don't even have to have five speakers. If you have three of you, you can have one on Monday, one on Wednesday, one on Friday. And it's like we did get your freebie done week, right? But you could do something like that where it's like, make this craft project. I don't know, get your first draft written on your book or whatever it is you're doing. So some kind of themed week where they're going to get some kind of outcome at the end of the week. And then you could have three speakers. And if you're one of them, you only need two people to do this. So you only need two. So you could go on Monday, somebody could go on Wednesday, somebody could go on Friday, teach something or give a little motivational thing or give them a little homework or give them a little something to do. Tuesday and Thursday can be catch-up days, implementation days, something like that, right? An interview show, promoting each other's freebies. I have Business Power Hour, spoiler alert. You guys can watch me do Business Power Hour. That's what I'm doing. Like I'm inviting people on the show, hoping that they're gonna promote the show and tell their audience they were on and they'll send people to us. And I think it's a great way to get to know people in my niche. I feel like I've met so many people doing Business Power Hour. It has been great for networking, for building the business. I just really, really, really love it. And so if you're feeling like I want to build these connections, I want to build my network, I want to start getting to know more people, do an interview show. Either do it on Instagram and just have them come on your Instagram. You can do it, and we do ours live in the Facebook group, and then we put the audio on the podcast, right? But I would really suggest starting to do that. And it's the same thing like with the events. It's like people don't want to pitch people for their podcast, but people want to be invited on other people's podcasts. People don't want to be pitched to have, I'm so tired of people pitching me to be on my podcast. Don't pitch me to be on the podcast. The answer is no. Unless we're recruiting for Power Hour, but just cold pitching people I don't know asking to come on my podcast, I'm like, that I'm over. But people inviting me to go on their podcast, I still think that's really nice. I want to be invited. I think most people want to be invited, right? Even when your audience is small, it's still like you're still giving them the chance to go in front of an audience and talk about their business. That's still a great opportunity for people. Even when your account is small, you would be surprised how many people would take you up on that opportunity. Takeover training in a group or on social media. So Kelsey said she actually did this recently where she went and taught something in someone's Facebook group, and then someone went on one of her social medias and taught something. So you could always swap workshops, swap teaching. You could do an Instagram takeover, like some kind of swapping on social media. The name of the game is just like, how do we provide a lot of value to both of our audiences? And I go in front of your people a little bit and you get to come in front of my people a little bit. And it's like coming up with an idea like that. And I'm always like, the best ideas come from your brain. So thinking about your business and your people and what could you put together that would be really helpful for them, that they would be excited about, and then inviting other people to come and do it with you and collaborate. Oh, collaborative magazine. This was another like genius Faith Kelsey idea. Faith and Kelsey together are dangerous because we're always like, we could do this, we could do that, we could do this. So the collaborative magazine we thought would be really cool if you could do a magazine once a quarter or once a year or however often, just once, I guess. But I thought it would be cool if you could do like once a quarter, and it's like everybody contributes to it, everybody promotes it. It's the same kind of idea, right? It's like we're all going to write an article or share something or put something in this, and then we're going to publish it and we're all going to send it out. And then you can put links to your websites in there, links to your social media. You could put ads for your free stuff in there, right? And send that out too. So we thought that would be kind of a different, cool way to kind of shake it up. And then giveaways are always a great way to collab. So you guys could all share, like get together with a giveaway with two or three of you, and you each put a digital product in, and then everybody opts in, right? Or it's like to enter, go follow all these accounts on Instagram. You guys have seen people do that. That can be kind of fun. So you could do some little fun giveaways. Oh, and then co-working with different hosts each day. So the other thing I was thinking was like, what if you had like co-working available for your community, maybe every Monday for a month or something, you're going to do co-working in your community where you're all going to get together and work on something or do something together. Like maybe it's a writer's club and you're working on your book together or something like that. And it would be the same way. People would just opt in. They'd be like, you'd be like, hey, we're hosting free co-working. We're going to have a different host every day. You could get like four of you together to do it. And then people opt in and they get sent the Zoom link for the thing. I thought that could be cool. And then the co-working, whoever's hosting the co-working, you guys could pitch your freebie or something like that. So those are just some ideas. Like I'm saying, you got to take them and make them work for you. Do the 1.0 version of it. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just try it. And I love, I heard my mentor, James Wedmore, say this, and I say it all the time, but it's like you either get the outcome you want or you get the lesson you need. So you'll either have a great event and it'll go wonderful and you'll be like, oh my gosh. And you can email me and be like, Faith, I went to your workshop and I had an event and it was amazing. And I'll be like, oh my gosh, that's a great. And we'll all celebrate you and all be happy times. Or it won't go well and you'll learn a bunch of lessons and you can do it again and then you can get the outcome you want. So you're either getting the lessons, you're either getting the outcome you want or the lessons you need. That's it. The only two outcomes. Just do your first beginner version of it. These are my tips for people that are just getting started. If you're thinking, I'm curious, put in the chat. Is anybody like, oh, I should do an event this quarter. I should get an event on my calendar. If you're thinking that, here's my little tips for you. Give yourself more time than you think you're going to need. Right? It always takes longer to find speakers, always takes longer to make graphics, always takes longer to build pages, right? I'm always just like, human brains are not great at estimating time. So give yourself enough time. You don't need a big audience. Who's having this thought? This is the thought error. It's like, I don't have enough people, right? People still want to collaborate with other people. You can also collaborate with other people that are smaller. But if you put together a great event and the marketing is great and the messaging is great and you pitch 300 people, you probably will get some people that want to collaborate with you. Yeah, I think it's easier to pitch when you've done a bunch of events and people know who you are. And I feel like people are familiar with the Becoming Boss Bundle now. We've been running it for a few years now. I think it's easier to run an event like that because we have a reputation. People know who I am. But like, you don't get to just have a reputation. You have to build it over time. You see what I mean? It's like, it wasn't always like that. Like there was a time where we had to pitch lots and lots and lots and lots of people just to get 10 people, right? And that's okay. It's not a problem. It just means you got to spend more time pitching. You got to spend more time finding people. But that's not a problem, right? It's not a problem. And then over time, I do think it gets easier to get speakers, or at least that's how it seems to me. Kelsey, you can chime in if you think I'm wrong. But I think it gets easier to get people because there's people that want to come back. There's people that want to repeat. There's people that invite their friends. There's people that have seen us and heard about what we do. And I think that makes it easier to get people to collaborate with. But just because it's harder in the beginning doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, right? That's not a good train of thought to have. Be sure to collaborate with people you have, people who want to be your customers. So don't collab. If I want to teach dog training and then I get in this bundle with a bunch of people that it's like a bundle for parrot owners or something, I might not get very many customers from that, right? So you want to think about, how do I do an event that's going to get customers? Look at what you're selling. What are you selling next? What are you selling for the rest of the year? What are those offers? And think about getting people that want to pay for that, want to pay for those offers. You want to really be targeting customers, not just chasing email subscribers, right? Set a goal to get 100 no's. A lot of people feel like very personally devastated. this just happens in the mastermind, right? Because I coach a lot of people in the mastermind. So people will come and they'll be like, oh my gosh, I pitched all these people and they all said no, and I just feel terrible. And I'm like, yeah, like we also, for our bundle, you saw Kelsey pitch over 300 people. So 200 and something people told us no. It's very normal in marketing a business for people to tell you no. It doesn't mean you suck. It doesn't mean they hate you. It doesn't mean they don't want to do it. A lot of times it just means the dates don't work on their calendar. That's like really what no means. For me, like most of the time when we're trying to figure out what events I can do, it's like, you know, we only have so much room. I can fit things on the calendar. I have my own launches and my own events, so I can't just put other people's bundles wherever, right? It's like it has to fit on our schedule. And so just remember that if somebody tells you no, it doesn't mean anything about you. It just means they probably have too much stuff on their calendar. And there's plenty of more people for you to pitch on the internet. Here's another good thought. It's like if somebody tells you no and our brain is like, oh my God, this is like so painful and horrible and like my event's not going to work. It's like there are so many fucking people on the internet. There's so many. I'm always amazed like when we start going to look for new people to pitch, we'll kind of start going outside of our normal people to try to find new cool people to collab with. And I'm always amazed at all the people that are just totally outside of my realm. They have huge audiences. I've just never heard of them, right? The internet is such a big and vast place. There's so many people. And it's like, of course you could find 5 people, 10 people, 100 people, even if you wanted to do some type of event with you. Of course you could, right? There's so many people online. There's people of all different business sizes, people interested in all different things. And that's what's so amazing about the internet, right? The heart of this is creating something valuable with other people in your niche and then all of you emailing and inviting. So it's really about trying to create an opportunity where I can get in front of your people, you can get in front of my people, and we're all getting in front of some new people. And that helps all of our businesses grow. And that's the name of the game. And I love this because I love meeting new people. I love the collaboration aspect of it. I love that I think we get really valuable leads from it. People think like, oh, it's like freebie seekers. You got a bunch of freebie seekers. I don't feel like that about bundles at all. Like my thoughts about it are like, these are very valuable leads. They're recommended from people on the internet that we've vetted, that we like, that we've, you know, decided we wanted to work with in some capacity. And they're interested in online business. I'm like, great, perfect. Like, I feel like they're very valuable leads. That's my opinion about it. And then, like I'm saying, the freebie swap is a great way to get started. It requires less time commitment because you don't have to build all the you just send their opt-in page. They send your opt-in page. I gave you guys the templates for free in the beginning. If you don't have a freebie, use the templates. I literally show you how to set it up. And that's a great way to get started. And I give you the template, comes with the freebie template, the opt-in template, the thank you page template, and a welcome funnel template. And I show you how to set it all up. And I made Canva templates so you can customize all the graphics on the page. And I did a workshop showing you how to set all of it up. So if you need help with that, I put that link in the beginning. When I get done with this, I can put it in the chat again if you guys need it. So let's see. This is, I think, my last slide. So we're almost done. And then I have a special offer for you guys. It's only available here. It's not going to be anywhere else. Your brain is going to want to focus on all the reasons it's not going to work. It's going to want to go like, I don't know this and I don't know that. And what about this? And what about that? And this probably won't work. And this person will probably tell me no. And this and that. But just remember, your brain's not a fortune teller. Your brain's job is to keep you safe, to avoid discomfort, to avoid pain. Like, that's what our brain is for. And so when your brain is presenting you all the reasons it won't work and all the things that are wrong about it and all the things that are bad. Oh no, am I not live? Hold on, my thing just went out. Oh no, I think I am. Okay, good. My phone just like freaked out for a minute. I was like, oh no. Your brain is gonna wanna tell you all the reasons it's not gonna work and I don't know this and what about this and this probably won't work and that probably won't work. Anybody else, my brain loves to do that. Anybody else's brain do that? It's a very human thing to do, right? Because that's how our brains are programmed, right? For survival. And so as a business owner, as the boss, you have to ask your brain, what do I know how to do? What do I know? What could work? It's possible that everybody tells me no. What else is possible? And so you've got, it's your job as the business owner, as the entrepreneur, as the motherfucking visionary of this business to spend time thinking about other possibilities besides all the shit that could go wrong your brain's going to concentrate on, right? And it's like, what if it works? What if it went really good? What if you added a new stream of income? What if it made your next launch huge? Like, there's so many great possibilities here. What if you connected with somebody and that person became a close lifelong friend, right? Or what if you guys went on to do tons of other collaborations together, or they became an affiliate of yours and sold the crap out of your next program? Like, there's so many possibilities, right? And then my favorite thought when my brain goes to this place of like, it's probably not going to work anyway. And I don't think this is on. And it gets all negative like that, which when you're doing something new, if you've never done an event before, all that stuff's probably going to come up for your brain. All your imposter syndrome stuff, all our little chattery gremlins like to come out, right? All our little doubt trolls start rattling around. All the scary tales start going, all that stuff. I like to tell my brain, even if it doesn't work, I still want to try. Even if it doesn't work, I still want to try. I want to know what happens if I try, right? And I was saying, coaching on the mastermind yesterday, I was telling them, if a strategy is not going to work for us, I want to know that as soon as fucking possible. If something is not going to work, or if I am going to hate something, or something is just not going to be a good fit for our business, I want that information. I want to know that. And I want to know that yesterday, not a month from now, not a year from now. And so it is okay to test strategies and decide you don't like it, or you want to do it a different way. But you don't know that if you don't ever try anything new, right? And so you have to get out of your comfort zone, try some new strategies. If you want different results than what you have now, you need to do something different. And then my last tip is, well, I have two. Okay. Be willing to be bad at things. Be willing to be a beginner at this, right? Your brain's going to be like, what if this? And what if it's not good enough? And what if my graphic? It's like, it might be, right? I'm a beginner. I'm willing to be a beginner. I'm willing to get better over time. I'm going to start where I am. And it might not, I might not be good at it. I'm probably going to be bad at it. I've never done it before, right? But I'm willing to be bad at things. It's safe for me to be bad at things. That's one of my affirmations I tell my brain a lot. It's like, it's safe for me to be bad at things. It's okay for me to be bad at things, right? And then tell yourself, I'm willing to feel any feeling in my body. So the other thing that really helps me with doing new things all the time and being like increasing my, I guess, tolerance for discomfort in my business is I tell my brain, I'm willing to feel any feeling I need to in my body to have the life I want. I'm willing to feel scared. I'm willing to feel embarrassed. I'm willing to feel cringy. I'm willing to feel uncomfortable. I'm willing to feel any feeling in my body to have the life I want, right? And this is what I know about entrepreneurship is like those negative feelings are required. Like sometimes you're going to be embarrassed. Sometimes you're going to be sad. Sometimes you're going to be disappointed, right? That's okay. But a lot of times our brain will make that into such a big scary thing of like, what if it doesn't work? It's like, well, if it doesn't work, you're probably going to have the outcome you have now. plus disappointment in your body. That for most of you, that's the risk, right? And I always suggest you guys start small. Don't bring on a team to help you do this. Start small, make your processes, and then hire a VA maybe to help you with a couple things. See if it brings in cash. As it brings in more cash, you can reinvest that money into more team. Okay, so we didn't start running an event with a full-time person doing that, right? It was mostly me doing it and Rebecca helping. And then we took the money we made from that, and that's what I used to hire somebody to help us with the next event. So that would be my suggestion, is like, do an event, whatever cash you make, I would take that and hire it into VA to make your next event bigger, right? And bring in, and that will bring in more cash and hopefully grow your business and bring in more people, hopefully, that you can sell to. So if you're thinking about running your own events to grow your email list, first of all, go sign up for the summer bundle. Everybody should submit and come join us in the summer bundle. It's going to be really good. But let me help you. I have some tools that can help you. They are in the Power Pack, and I have a special bonus for the Power Pack that's only available to you guys here that we're not offering anywhere else. I'm not emailing it out or anything like that. It's just for this workshop. So right now we're offering the Becoming Boss Power Pack, which includes a 30-day trial to the mastermind. If you've never been in the mastermind before, you have to be a new member joining for the first time to use a trial. Otherwise, y'all be on trials all the time and I'll be broke. Right? But if you're a new member and you've been thinking about joining the mastermind, I can almost guarantee you this is the best deal you're going to get to join the mastermind all year. Okay. Inside the mastermind, I have a behind the scenes of running a free bundle. It was, I think, the holiday abundance bundle. And I take you all behind the scenes of everything we do to set it up. You get our bundle checklist. I have a video about recruiting, how to get people to sign up. I show you our opt-in pages. We have examples of our pages so you can see them and model your pages after them. And then we have an upsell page and how we organize an Airtable. And I have our Canva templates. So I gave you guys literally the Canva templates, like for your graphics, for your contributors. You don't have to make all those when you're in the mastermind. We just give you all that. So that's in the mastermind. And then we also have the Summit Speaker Toolkit. So if you're thinking about speaking at summits, this is like my whole like little mini course about how to speak at a summit, tips for getting invited back, tips for topic ideas, how to pitch your freebie, tips for coming up with freebies, all of that stuff, how to record your slides. All of that stuff is also in the mastermind. And I think summits are also a great way to build your audience in the same way, right? Because you're getting in front of other people's audiences and doing a big collaboration event and growing your email list. So you get the behind the scenes of the bundle in the mastermind. You get the Summit Speaker Toolkit with all of that stuff in there. This is just like two things in the mastermind. There's like a billion things in there. In addition to all the support we offer in the mastermind. So the heart of the Becoming Boss Mastermind is really the community and the amount of support that you get. And so we just did a free challenge where we put people on teams and everybody was supporting each other and they all got all this momentum on their business and people got so much done, right? And people were amazed at like, gosh, when I'm like collaborating and I'm on this team, I was able to get so much done than when I'm just by myself. And I think it's a really good analogy for how the mastermind works. When you're with a bunch of entrepreneurs and you see people working and you see people testing things and you see people winning, you see people moving forward and you see people working, and you're around that, it makes you want to do that too. It also normalizes that for your brain. When we're not around entrepreneurs, it gets easy to start to feel crazy because you're like, I'm working on this thing. I'm not making any money. No one else in my life is doing this. Everyone else is just hanging out. Like, am I crazy? But when you're with our community, it's like, we're all doing that. So it starts to normalize that, the behaviors you want and the habits you want to build. It starts to normalize that for your brain. We do Zoom calls. I coach in there on Zoom every Tuesday. We have co-coaches in there. My financial advisor coaches in there. Kelsey was just talking about some calls she wants to do next quarter. We have access to like a lot of amazing people. Allison Reeves is doing a call in there today about regulating your nervous system, which is going to be amazing. You guys have to go to that if you're in the mastermind. We do monthly biz competitions and challenges just to keep you moving and keep you going and keep you motivated. We have just tons and tons of resources in there. We do a Q&A call every week. We get the business retreats. There's a ton of support. I've really tried to build it as like the ultimate support system for entrepreneurs. you also get to come to our events, right? So we just did a summit for our members, the Next Level Life Summit, where they got to speak at it and grow their list, right? And then the summer bundle, everybody in the mastermind will get VIP placement in our summer bundle, which we're really excited about. So the Becoming Boss Mastermind is usually $97 a month or $997 for the year. I don't really run sales on it or anything. It's like the price is just the price. It's a membership, right? So it's not something I can like discount, but every once in a while I'll include it in something we're doing. And a 30-day trial is included in the Power Pack. So you can get 30 days in the mastermind, which is usually $97 for $69. That's already a good deal, right? And like I'm saying, once you're in the mastermind, go in the portal and go through this stuff that I have in there about email list building. There's some really good resources in there. So the Power Pack is $69. It includes the 30-day trial to the mastermind, but that's not everything you're getting. You're getting all these different things. But like I mentioned in the training earlier, the one I really wanted to highlight for this is this bundle baddie by Kelsey Bentley. Kelsey is my VA, an event superstar. She runs all of the events at faithmariah.com, all of the bundles, all of the summits, Get Freebie Done Week, Get Social Media Done Week. What else, Kelsey? All of the things. She runs all of the events, Next Level Life Summit, Summer Bundle, everything we do, Kelsey runs, and she's very, very good at running these events. We consistently get feedback about how organized it is, how easy it is to participate, and people really, really love her system and the way that she runs everything and organizes everything. And in her Bundle Baddie Academy, she has all of the templates for the different things. So the Power Pack, this is the bonus I have. It's just for you guys, okay? If you guys buy the Power Pack today, you send us an email. I'll show you in a second how to redeem this. You send us an email, we will give you the Plan Like a Boss bundle for free. So in addition to everything on that page, all of the goodies, I mean, I should have probably showed you other things besides Kelsey. I feel like the Mastermind and Kelsey's thing for $69, I'm like, hello, you should definitely buy it. But you're also getting, you know, there's sales page templates, there's startup graphics, there's Facebook group full of ideal clients, email list 101, time freedom simplified, summer template bundle, content that converts. I love Emma, she's amazing. I love Melanie Childers, you get to fuck the fluff. Right? The profit roadmap, the game, you're getting all this stuff, right? In addition. So it's really, really like a crazy deal. Cause like I'm saying, the mastermind's $97 a month. You get a month of the mastermind and all that stuff. And just for you guys, nobody else, just people watching this workshop, we're not emailing this. We're doing a special bonus. You get the Plan Like a Boss bundle. The Plan Like a Boss bundle has the Plan Like a Boss planning retreat replay. It has Goal Getter Live. It has Bosses Make Sales, which is actually a 3-day live event I did. And then a Steal My Systems mini training series where I show how to use Asana, Notion, and Airtable to organize your business. Plus, you'll get the monthly planning workshop replay, quarterly planning workshop replay, and the Black Friday replay. What is happening? Can you guys believe that? So this is how you get it. If you have to buy the Power Pack, okay, I'll give you the link in a second. Buy the Power Pack, activate your mastermind trial, email my team, info@faithmariah.com, with the subject line, debrief party bonus. And then we'll send you the bundle as an extra bonus just for people watching this workshop. If you already bought the Power Pack and you're watching this, you can do this. So you're welcome. Even if you already bought it like before, you can still redeem this and I'll give you the bonus. So that's that. Screenshot this page because we're not sending it out. This is it. So screenshot this really quick so you have it. I'm going to get the link for you guys for the page in case anybody wants that bonus. And that's what I got for you guys. Hopefully you guys will love that. And it'll help some of you guys out, get started with the events. I wish I had something like this when I was doing events. I'll show you guys our Asana board too. Let me do that too. Where are you? Here you are. This is the Power Pack link. Hopefully that link will go through. Here, let me put it here just in case. Bundle debrief party. Here we go. I'm putting it in the comments on my business page. So that's that. Let me show you guys. I just want to make sure to show you guys the right screen. I want to show you guys our Asana template. This is in the mastermind. This is based on Kelsey's process that she uses for the bundles. I took her actual board and just made a template out of it. But I just wanted to show you guys so you can get an idea of how we organize, how she organizes all of this, because I thought it was really useful. So the Asana board, you guys get this actual template in the mastermind. I literally just opened this. Like, this is what is available in the mastermind. If you're already in the mastermind, you have this. If you get the power pack and get the trial, you can get this. So the first part is your important links and dates. So you fill this out for yourself. That way, when you're emailing, when you're sending email, when you're making pages, when you're, anytime you need to look up any information, it's like your little encyclopedia of like, when your dates begin, when your stuff begins, it all like lives up here. And then this next section is stuff before the bundle begins. Don't get overwhelmed by this. Like, remember, you can like, if this is your first one, you can delete like 90% of this, okay? But I tried to give you like our actual stuff, right? So these are like the actual kind of general template-ish of what we would send, right? So it's like email, info, email template for contributors. So here is the email we send out to people that want to contribute. Email pitch 2, email pitch 3, reminder to submit 10 days out, right? Reminder to submit 3 days out, reminder to submit 1 week out. What you can do that's nice in Asana is you can assign on the board, you can assign the task to yourself with a due date. And then that way, when you come into Asana, you just go down my task list and it shows you all the tasks that are due that day. So that's why I love using Asana. But I'm telling you, there's so much stuff on here. I was just wanted you guys to see, like, you can come in here and this is like our actual one, but you can come in here and you can delete yours. You know, you can see how ours is set up and it'll give you ideas for setting yours up. And then you can even copy some of this stuff out of here if you want. You could copy the whole thing, but I feel like it's probably going to be more useful if you build your own, right? You can see like how we use our sections, right? You can do just a list of everything you need to do before the bundle and then assign it to yourself with dates, everything you need to do during the bundle, everything after the bundle. Right. So I just thought that was nice how she had it organized. And I went ahead and made a template for you guys in the mastermind so you could have it. So that is already in there for you guys. I have some other stuff I want to do for bonuses and stuff, but I don't think I'm ready to announce that yet. But you guys know I'm always putting more resources in there to help you guys out. So if you guys want access to this Asana, get the power pack. And then activate the mastermind trial and then go into the mastermind portal. It's in the section that's about email list. So there's all kinds of different business strategy in the mastermind. And there's a whole section that's about building your email list, right? And it's about like creating freebies and doing events and doing collaborations. This is in there. There's a section in there with resources about bundles and the Airtable template is in there. So you guys are welcome to go snag that if you're in the mastermind. All right, you guys. If we're already in the mastermind, is there a discount? No, we're not doing a discount. I mean, the stuff in there is still worth like more than $69. I know I get that like it's a bummer that you guys are already in the mastermind and you can't get a trial. And I understand that. But like there's already Kelsey's course alone is $197 value. And that's not like a made up thing. That's like her actual course that she worked really hard on. It's a $200 course. And you're going to get that for $69 plus all this other stuff. Like there's some really valuable stuff in here. I know Emma's stuff is great. Melanie's stuff is great. If you want, you know, you don't have to buy it, but if you want the resources, I think it's worth it just to get Kelsey's course. If you want to do an event, like if you want to do one of these events, Kelsey, you know, we do, I don't even know how many events, 2 or 3 events a quarter. We're never not doing an event. We're either planning an event, executing an event, there's never a time where she's not organizing an event. It's literally all the time. Like, that's how much this has become like a thing in our community and in our business. And I love it. I think it's a great strategy. So my point is, Kelsey's really good at events. So I'm like, if you want to do events, you should get her course. She made a whole course. She made a whole course about it. Yeah, can't hurt to ask. I got you, Sherry. I'm into it. And you guys could still get the bonus. And like I said, if you guys already bought the Power Pack, or even if you bought it at like a different price or whatever, if you have the Power Pack, email us and I'll give you that bonus too. Okay. So that's that. I'm going to go. I hope this was helpful and gives you guys like, hopefully, I really just wanted to get your wheels turning about like, you know, I wanted to give you some really specific information about my business and how it works in my business. Not so you can do what I'm doing or do it the way I'm doing, but I wanted you to start thinking about what would it look like in my business? What could it look like for us? Like what would be your ideal collaboration? What would be like a win for your people and a win for you? And you guys are, gosh, you guys are so creative. I'm just really excited because I feel like there's so many possibilities with these different strategies. It doesn't have to look like how everybody else does it. We did one that I loved that I want to do. I want to do more of, but it was Get Your Freebie Done Week. Did anybody do that one? We had one speaker pre-record a workshop for 5 days, and then we had co-working after. So the idea was like, we're going to watch the workshop and then you're going to implement right away. So you don't forget what you learned and you don't get overwhelmed by everything. You're implementing it right away, locking it into your brain. And then after co-working, it was like a 20-minute workshop, 20-minute co-working, and then I did coaching afterwards. You could also do a Q&A afterwards if you don't want to coach on Zoom. And then we had a goodie bag on the back end. So it was like a bundle mini summit combo together. And I thought that was like kind of, to me, that's kind of like the next spot of where we're going. It's going to be like live events and bundles kind of combined together about different topics. And I think that's really exciting, right? But no one told me to do that. I had to come up with it in my brain. I had to like think about like, how can I get them to actually use the information, not overwhelm people? One of the things that is happening in B2B that I think is probably going to be happening in a lot of spaces is just like, there's so much information, right? And so going to summits is not as valuable to people anymore because there's just, they're already overwhelmed by like, there's a bajillion podcasts, there's a bajillion YouTube, there's everything is online. There's so much information. And so to me, like value now is not about giving people more information. You already have too much information. What I can do is offer community support where I'm like, I'm going to curate it for you, give you a bite of it and help you take action. And I think that's really where the space is going for me anyway. And for what I want to do, it's like, I want to make everything as simple as possible. So you don't have to go dig around that information. I'm going to just teach it to you. I'm going to find the most important things, the first step you should take. I'm going to show you exactly how to do it. Make sure you consider the right things. I'm going to sit with you on Zoom at this event. Anyway, we do co-working, right? So it's like, I'm going to sit with you on Zoom, help you implement it. And then I'm going to even coach you after if you get stuck. Right. And so it's just like exciting to me to think about all of your different niches and that looked like a collaboration like that, right? So we had 5 different speakers come. We had a different one each day. Instead of doing the summits we used to do that had like a bajillion speakers every day, we just did one a day, right? And I think that that has been a very big shift for me and my thinking going from let's just get as many speakers as possible to starting to think about how do I curate events that get people a very specific outcome that help them take more action, where they feel really supported, where they get to be around community, where we can all do it together, right? And that's something they can't get on YouTube, right? It's like you can Google how to make a freebie, but you're not gonna get to come make a freebie with me and my team. Like that's not available to you on YouTube. And so, yeah, just think about how can you make it your own? How could you do something new or different? How could you put a little twist on it or do something a little unique? And just know the best ideas for your business are always going to come from like your brain and thinking really deeply about the problems people have and coming up with a great solution. Okay, I'm going to get off of here. You guys buy the Power Pack, get that extra bonus. get the Power Hack's worth it for Kelsey's course. And if you haven't been in the mastermind, it's a no-brainer. It's literally like, that's the best deal, probably the best deal I'll have all year, to be honest. It's like, that's the time. You know what I mean? If you've been thinking about wanting to come in, I'm like, there's no better deal than that. I'll make it real fucking easy for you. All right, you guys, I'll talk to you later. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Bye, everybody.